You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Hello, and welcome to Comics with My Kids, Episode 4. With me today is my son, Logan, and me, Matty D. Comics with Your Kids is a comics podcast in which Logan will review some of his comic books he's reading. So what do you got today, Logan?
We have Dogman 4, and it is called Dogman and Cat Kid. And at the beginning, it's the same thing as the other ones. It starts with how Dogman is created.
Okay, and for our listeners, can you just recap as to how Dogman was created?
Yes. So, George and Harold created the book about Dogman, a police dog and a police cop got exploded by a bomb. And so they took the dog's head and put it on the cop's body. That's how they're created.
And thus Dogman was born. Now, recap of last book, we had Petey, who is one of Dogman's villains.
And he made a kitten, and the kitten turned out to be one of Dogman's greatest friends.
Yep.
And so with little Petey being in with Dogman, in the previous chapter, ADHD got destroyed, and now little Petey's rebuilding it. I don't think I said anything about it being destroyed in the last one, but you'll have to read the book to find out more about that destroy. And when Dogman comes downstairs, He slept in too late, so he's late for work. And then Petey is dressed up as a babysitter and takes care of his son while they're gone. While he's gone. And then they have... And then Petey starts singing, being weird, makes little Petey surprised. And little Petey figures out who it is, and little Petey took all the missiles out of ADHD. And then they're working at it, then they're arguing, and then And then Petey buys his kitten some ice cream. And then Dogman comes to make a movie. He jumps on Chief and bounces around. And then he licks the other guy's hand. And then Dogman figures out that they're making... that he's a movie star, and then he starts eating the poster. And then they're fighting over it, and then it rips. And then he can't be in the movie, but then he gets re-signed up because all the other cops are really, really dumb. One of them's reading the ABCs upside down, one of them's picking their finger with the nose. No, that's not right. Picking their nose with their finger, and one of them's in their underwear with a badge on without a shirt. Ow. Two of them are sleeping side to side. One of them's cutting a cookie jar off the other person's head. One of them's just upside down doing nothing. Dogman's gonna eat the picture. Then they stop, and then... And then,
so why are they making a movie of Dogman?
Because this guy likes Dogman, and Yoli's the star, and Yoli really likes him. And so, he, So she wants him to be the body, her bodyguard, and she'll reward him with tummy rubs. And so here's a flip-o-rama. And first she's scratching his chin, and then getting licked in the face, and then rubbing his belly.
So Dogman's pretty much real happy right now. Everything's gone real well for him. He's beat the bad guy in the last book, and now somebody wants to make a movie about him, so he's real happy.
He's eating the picture of Yoli as they run away, as they run out to go make a movie. And they get some ice cream and do a talk around. And then
so what's the big event that happens in the book?
The big event is about little Petey being evil.
What's that?
Mommy wants chicken soup.
Okay. We're going to pause this for a minute, bud. Okay.
We're recording.
So where do we leave off?
Hang on, let me get there.
So the main story is about...
It was where they were getting their tummy rub. And then the munching. So now we're at chapter 3.
Chapter 3. It's titled The Talk. Now this is... The main story is about what? Petey?
Is it starting?
Yes, we've been recording for the last 3 minutes, bud.
Ooh.
So what's the main story about? The main thing that drives the whole thing. It's Petey, little Petey, what? Learning to be a bad guy?
Yeah. They get ice cream, they have a talk, but first they make ADHD stay, and then they...
All right, buddy, I know from experience that the way you're sitting, the microphone's not picking you up because you're talking down. You should talk at the microphone.
So they make ADHD stop. They go and they go to get ice cream. They have a talk. And Petey's trying to get little Petey to be a bad guy. And then they get costumes and then start doing bad stuff.
So he's in bad guy training, little Petey is?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
And then they steal the remote.
What remote?
The remote to control a huge big sandwich taco. It's an evil gyro.
Oh yeah?
But it's ungood, and so they stole it, and then they got into costumes.
Hold on a second. Recording again, starting at 10 minutes and 27 seconds. So, okay, Logan, so after the talk, Petey and little Petey now are in villain training. So what happens then?
And then they get into suits, and then they have a flip-o-rama. And then after the flip-o-rama, they go and catch the main one after Dogman messes up the show.
What main one?
Yoli. They're trying to capture Yoli.
What's that?
She's the one who's trying to make the movie.
So she's the actress?
Yeah.
Okay, then what happened?
Then he got fired because he was messing up a lot of scenes.
And who got fired?
By a lot of scenes, I mean like 3.
Who got fired?
Dogman. He messed up 4 scenes.
Okay. So then, now we're at chapter 6, The Bark Knight Rises. What's this about?
And this is about Dogman, Gideon, and his students saving the world. And when he first goes into the cops area, Chief gets all scared, crazy. Then he hides behind a plant. Then Chief helps him from the other cops who are being mean. And then he goes home.
Who's hiding?
Dogman's hiding behind a plant.
Okay.
Then Dogman goes home and ADHD shows that the babysitter was actually Petey and took
Little Petey?
Yes.
Okay. So then does Dogman then go after Big Petey and Little Petey?
Yes, but then ADHD stops because he was obeyed to do what Little Petey said, and Little Petey made him stay there until Little Petey came back. And then she finds out that there's in trouble, and
who's she?
Sarah.
Who's Sarah?
Someone.
Someone? Isn't she like a reporter for the newspaper that's friends with Dogman?
Yeah. Thank you. And so she goes in, and Dogman was abandoned from the seats. And so he gets a plan. He digs in.
Wait, abandoned?
Yes.
Or told to stay out?
Told to stay out. And
from what?
He was banned from the seats. And
seats or the studio?
Studio. Now stop interrupting.
I'm not interrupting. I'm just trying to clarify.
So then he digs into the ground, pops up in front of the guy, and then goes down, and the guy's yelling through the tube, comes out the other side, and then knocks the guy in.
That's silly. Alright, so now Dogman's trying to save the day. Should we spoil the end of the book, or hold off here
it's
and say?
It's not like the end, but I don't want to do this because this is a very good part.
You don't want to do what?
I don't want to, like, spoil the rest.
Okay. So then, let's just say, what's your favorite part about book 4?
My favorite part is the part that I don't want to tell about what Little Petey's doing here.
Can you at least describe what Little Petey's wearing?
I don't want to.
Okay, so the end of the book is pretty exciting. But we don't want to, Logan doesn't want to spoil it. So on a scale of 5 stars, 5 being the best, 1 being the worst, what would you give book 4 of Dogman?
All 5. This is my ultimately favorite one.
Cool. Now, if you had an opportunity to talk to the guy that wrote the book, what would you ask him?
Literally, I have no questions.
You have no questions?
Nope.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, this has been Comics with My Kids, Episode 4, Dogman 4, Dogman and... what's the title of the fourth book?
And Cat Kid.
Alright, Dogman and Cat Kid.
There is only one thing I'm curious. So, from Book 3, the dinosaur got hypnotized, and now he's unhypnotized, and a happy dinosaur... friend of Dogman, what happens in the meantime? Because later, Little Petey comes along, and Little Petey rides across his back. But what happens during the meantime with the guy?
Don't know.
Skeleton could be walking around the city. Because the last time we saw him before this one is when, is when he was throwing flowers and running away. We have no answer of what happened while he was gone.
Interesting. Alright, so, let's see. Is there anything else you want to include before we wrap this up?
No.
Nothing? Okay. Well, this has been Comics with My Kids. I'm Maddie D. And this is...
Logan D.
And this has been... Dogman, Book 4, Dogman and Cat Kid. If you've enjoyed this episode, feel free to email us at 60sreboot@gmail.com and check out my other show, 60s Reboot Podcast. You can subscribe to this show on Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, and now I am CastBox.
We're also a member of the EMC Network, and I hope you've enjoyed the show.
All right. See you all later.
Bye.
Say goodnight. Logan.
What if I hear it during the day?
Okay. Signing off.
Bye-bye.